Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Can AI make you money in the stock market? That's the big question I've been thinking about a lot recently, and we finally have some data that maybe supports that. The University of Chicago recently found that LLMs like ChatGPT-4 can successfully perform financial statement analysis and even outperform human analysts in predicting the direction of future earnings. I think this is fascinating because I've seen lots of tests before where they, you know, have a monkey pick stocks and the monkey outperforms the human. So, Jaden, what do you think about this? Is it actually possible that AI can help us make money in the stock market?
Okay, I have a bunch of different thoughts on this. My first one is when people see this, they're like, oh my gosh, ChatGPT can predict the stock market. What I would say is, if you feed it the right data and give it the right like prompt, then it can predict it. But it's really a person that's still giving it like the underlying data. So like, for example, when it's, you know, it's trying to predict the direction of future earnings. Well, like, what data did you give it to like work with to predict future earnings? And then future earnings kind of indicates what the stock price will do, but not always. So there's kind of some interesting things there. So this all reminds me of a story we heard earlier last year. So now this new version of GPT-4 is like better, can take more different types of content. So it's cool and it's definitely better. But earlier this year, we had a story where essentially they fed news headlines and they made stock pick GPT. I can't remember what it was, but it was trained off of news headlines where they essentially said this news headline came out and the stock did this the next day. So then what they would do, and they kind of trained an AI model doing that, they would feed it, like, here's the news headlines for today about this company. What's the stock price going to do tomorrow? And they would short it or buy it or long it, depending on, like, the prediction. And actually, it outperformed that way. So that was one strategy. But, like, even with that strategy, it's like, what news headlines are you feeding it? How is it trained? Like, there's a lot that kind of goes into it. So that's interesting. This is different, though, because this is not a model that was specifically trained for the stock market. This is just ChatGPT, GPT-4. I just stock GPT-4 right out of the box is doing a really good job. So I'll break down some of the details on this, but I think this is an interesting thing. So essentially what they did, there was a bunch of researchers. They gave it some standard anonymous statements, and they also gave it a prompt to mimic how analysts process financial information. So like I said, it's kind of all in the prompt. Now, when I think about this off the top of my head, I'm like, what would a stock analyst tell the model to do? They're going to have like interesting things that they tell it to analyze and do and think about. The hack for this, though, is just to say, act like a stock analyst. And then it kind of knows those things. Now, if you're a really clever stock analyst and you use strategies that aren't on the internet that GPT-4 couldn't have trained on, you're going to want to like prompt it with those. But for people that are like beginners or noobs like myself that are not stock analysts and don't really know what's going on, a hack to get, I think maybe 70 or 80% of the value is just to say, act like a stock analyst. And then it can kind of do some of those things. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on the strategy?
It's interesting. I guess my big thought is, let's say everyone catches on to this feature, if you will, of ChatGPT and uses it. Well, then basically ChatGPT will be become like a stock pump and dumper. Like, if everyone is trading the same trade because ChatGPT tells them, it's going to make it super volatile. And like, I don't know. I just feel like it could end in a disaster, but I don't know. What do you think?
That's an interesting scenario. You know what it reminds me a lot of is Google Maps. I swear, whenever I'm like in a new city, like whenever I go to LA or somewhere that I don't live, so I'm like using Google Maps to figure out how to get around. Heck, most of the time I'm here in Arizona driving to my podcast studio, which is like 45 minutes away. Google Maps has got like 3 different routes I can take, and I'm trying to figure out the fastest one. I think it's so interesting because I think so many people are using Google Maps that at this point, like, so I had an experience where I was driving in LA. I was on an RV trip. And it like told me to like pull off the freeway and take this side road. And I'm like, because it was like faster or whatever. I'm like, okay, so I pull off the freeway. I'm on the side road, which literally just ran parallel to the freeway. After 20 minutes, it just pulled me back on the freeway. And I'm like, why the heck did they do that? Like there is an, it was like, I was in an RV. So on the side roads, there's like these huge trees that are like scratching the RV because whatever. And I'm like, that was like a significantly, there's no way that was a better experience going on that side road. There's no way that was any faster because they like a ton of cars all of a sudden did that. So I think what Google does is they're so popular that when they're predicting the fastest route, they actually have to split people up to like go different ways. And they essentially have become, in my opinion, Google Maps is like, it's like a, I don't want to say like a puppet master of who's driving where, but like they can tell you to go wherever's the fastest and everyone's going to go that way. They're directing the flow of traffic. You know what I mean? I don't want to get too conspiracy theory on Google Maps. The one thing that does annoy me is sometimes my default route, I'm like driving and I see like, it's like, you know, similar routes like show up on the side and it's like this similar route is 5 minutes faster. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, take me to the 5 minutes faster. Why am I defaulting to the longer one? It's like, because it's the most environmentally friendly route. I'm like, I want to get there the fastest. I don't want the most environmentally friendly route. Maybe you're saving money on gas or something, but like that drives me nuts. And I think you could see the same thing with ChatGPT, where theoretically, like they could become like a market maker. They give the prediction, therefore everyone believes the stock's going to go up. So when OpenAI gets publicly listed or publicly traded, they're always like, and the best investment you can make is in OpenAI. You know what I mean? It'd be interesting to see how that plays out. But yeah, I think you have a good point. It could, if everyone was using it, it could like recommend the same things and then everyone would get the same stuff. But we'll go to conspiracy theory on it. I mean, it's a possibility. It's definitely something to look at. Regulators are going to have to look at that kind of stuff. Anything I say is a conspiracy theory. It's like, it's possible and it makes people money. It's crossing other people's minds. So, you know, people keep an eye open for it.
For sure. Yeah. Some guy at OpenAI is going to rig it so that he gets, you know, becomes a billionaire. And yeah, that's funny. Yeah. I think it's really interesting. I think, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's one other interesting thought about some guy OpenAI rigging it is like, you don't even have to hard code into the model, like always promote OpenAI. But what you could do is you could get an AI article generator to generate like 100,000 articles about why OpenAI is always going to be the best stock or whatever your company is, and just try to get those included in the training data set. And it's like, if you're analyzing stocks, you need to analyze them in this way that makes this company looks really good. I feel like there's like some hacky arbitrage things that people are going to, seedy hedge funds are going to try generating a million articles about why their portfolio is the best and try to get it embedded in the training set so that when GPT-5 comes out, it tells everyone to invest in their portfolio. Interesting thought.
Either way, yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if I quite would trust AI with my money yet, but it is definitely interesting data. And if it can outperform, you know, index funds, then that's a whole other conversation. But yeah, we'll have to see where it goes.
Yeah. Super fascinating. A couple other things I want to say is that when they did this whole thing, it outperformed professional analysts in predicting future earning trends. And it did this without having any access to qualitative information. So I think that is actually really fascinating. Oh. Its performance also matched and even a bunch of times actually slightly exceeded a bunch of other what you would call state-of-the-art models trained specifically for earning prediction tasks, right? So this is really impressive. We're getting to a point where this general purpose AI is outperforming models that were specifically trained for this. I don't know how long that will last for, but you have to give it to OpenAI. They have a really impressive training set and team putting this together. The last thing I thought was interesting, the study found that the model's ability came from its analysts' trends, or trends, ratios, and economic reasoning. So not from actual training data, but just from like ratios, economic reasoning, and things it was learning. So this is fascinating. Without any data, it was able to make these predictions. Super, super interesting time to be in AI, and especially if you're investing.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, so that's impressive. If you got any value out of this episode and just enjoyed listening, we'd appreciate it if you left us a review. That would be awesome. We love answering questions too, so feel free to drop a question in your review, and we'll do our best to answer it on the show. Thanks, and have a great rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.